Hey friend, welcome back to Proof to Product. You know, over the years, we've had hundreds of conversations on this podcast about what it means to build a sustainable, profitable product brand. And some of those conversations are just too juicy. They're too good to live in the archives. So today I'm bringing one back. What you're about to hear is a short clip from a past episode. It's a topic that has stuck with me and still feels very relevant today. These throwback episodes are intentionally short and to the point because sometimes you don't need a full deep dive. You just need one or two different ideas or shifts in perspective to get you moving again and to take that next step. But if you want to hear the full episode, definitely check the show notes because I've included that link there. All right, let's dive in. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. I want to shift gears a little bit because one of the topics we discuss a lot inside of like labs and our paper camp community this year has been how to get more working capital for things like product development and marketing and just general operations, right? And you have taken a really unique approach to this. So I'd like to dive into grants, and you've been applying for and you've received some pretty sizable grants to help fund your business. So first off, congrats on that. But secondly, of course. But secondly, I feel like grants are an overlooked option for small businesses, particularly in the consumer gift world. What prompted you to look into grants as a funding option?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I've always kind of had my ear to the street in terms of entrepreneurship competition. So the background there is when I was in high school, I was a part of this program through the NAACP called the AXO program. And at the time, it was for 9th through 12th grade high school students of color. And you got to write a full business plan and create a presentation, like on a slide deck. At the time, I'm showing my age. Oh my God. It was on the...
People still use deck. That's okay.
Oh my God. Like the projector slide. Yeah, that's how old it was. Okay. And then if you got the gold medal, which was first place locally, then you got flown out to the national competition to then compete against every other gold medal entrepreneurship student across the nation. And so you would then have to give a 5-minute verbal oral presentation on your business. And then again, you would either not win or win bronze, silver, or gold. And I ended up being like the first freshman, they said, in my local chapter to win the gold medal. And then I went to nationals and I won silver every year until my senior year. Still bitter about that, but that's okay. Still bitter. No, I'm just kidding. It ended up being the most wonderful thing. But even though I will never forget my sophomore year, even though I didn't win first place, I won second. This woman comes around the corner and she says, oh, we wanted to chat with the winner. We have an opportunity. We would love to present to you. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not the first place winner. Like, I'm second. And I pointed over there. I forget her name at the time. She was great. And she was like, well, weren't you the one with the fashion design company? And I was like, oh, yeah. She's like, no, we want to talk to you. And I was like, oh, okay. And this was my first lesson in just because you don't get number one doesn't mean you haven't won.
Yes.
And it ended up being an editor from Black Enterprise Magazine. And they wanted to fly me and my mom out to the Teenpreneur Conference that was alongside the Black Enterprise Entrepreneurship Conference. All expenses paid, hotel, flight, and they gave me a shopping stipend just in case I wanted to get stuff. Wow. And we learned how to develop our pitches even more. We networked with people. I met a ton of great people, one of which I still talk to today. And so I learned very early on the power of connection and the power of being able to give a good pitch. So I went into Hustle and Hope being ready to find pitch contests and opportunity. But I wasn't really looking at the time for like grants where you have to write. And like, so my first grant application for the business, I don't know, I can't even remember what it was for. I did not get it. And I started saving my responses.
Smart.
So that I could go back over and say what worked, what didn't work. And then I will never forget, I think this came before, but my very first grant that I won was the, oh my God, I think it was the Ally Daring to Disrupt. So they were looking for women who were like innovating and disrupting an industry. And I put my video in, I did my submission, blah, blah, blah. And I hadn't heard anything. And I was like, oh man, like that means I didn't get it. And it's like a Tuesday night, I will never forget. I think it's like 7:30 p.m. Eastern. I get a phone call and it is Andrea Brimmer, Chief Marketing Officer of Ally Bank. And she says, I just wanted to let you know, we were all so impressed with you. Congratulations. You've won the $10,000 prize for daring to disrupt in your industry. My mouth, like I wish I had somebody following me for footage because one, I had been applying to so many things and hadn't gotten them. Mm-hmm. I mean, for every win you see on my page, there's literally 100 losses. You know, I know people see, oh my gosh, she's doing this, she's doing that. Yeah. And I also like did blood, sweat, and tears for a million other applications. Yeah. So this was the first big grant I had won. And I was like, oh my God, like this is a thing. So then I got the bug and then I applied again. There's this foundation that I love for founders of color, Black founders, called New Voices, New Voices Foundation. And they had this pitch opportunity that was actually in conjunction with, foreshadowing here, Target, the Target Accelerators program. So I just decided to apply to that. I got like runner up, but even runner up got $5,000. Amazing. So I was like, all right, I'm on a roll here. That was 2021. 2022 hit, man, it all went downhill. It was like everything I applied for, it was just like a no, 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 no. And then finally, I think towards the end of the year, I think I won like one small little grant. So then I took a step back and I was like, let's look at the winning responses. And let's see how we can recreate this for the next year. And man, when I tell you last year, I was on a freaking roll. I was winning stuff left and right. I was like anything available. I was like, let me write, let me do a video, let me do this, let me do that. It is so critical to get free money for your business.
Yeah.
This is not a stake in equity. Someone gives you a $10,000 grant. $10,000 grant. Now, granted, you got to pay taxes on it a lot of times. They'll send you a 1099 in the mail or whatever, right? But they're not asking for 10% equity for $10,000. This isn't a loan where they give you $10,000 and you got to pay back 22% interest. No, no. It's just $10,000.
Yeah.
So I, for the life of me, I don't know why more of us, particularly in our stationery community, where we do need it. People think, oh, it's just paper. It's like, no, no, paper is expensive.
Yeah, all of it's expensive.
Packaging is expensive. Mm-hmm. The labor to put together, collate, especially if you've got a large PO, is expensive. Shipping is expensive. Getting inventory in bulk because you need it at a certain cost is expensive. Mm-hmm. So why not apply and take a chance and let somebody give you some free money? What?
Yes. It's like a no-brainer, right?
It's a no-brainer.
Put it that way. Okay.
Yeah.
Share with us, without giving away the secret sauce, what resources did you use to find grants that are the right fit for your business?
There's no secret. I'm not a gatekeeper. Listen, you can go on helloalice.com. You can go on Hello Skip, I think. It's either Hello Skip or skip.com, something like that.
Yeah.
And then I just like do like local searches. You can check your like local chambers of commerce. The more local, the better, because then you don't have to compete with everybody in the United States of America. Like, it's just like, who's in Tuscaloosa, right? Like, if Tuscaloosa is giving a grant away, like, and the population is, I don't know, 20,000, right? Like, you probably got a good chance versus the whole of the United States of 20 billion people, or however many people, right?
Yeah.
So I think the more local, the better. SCORE, your local SCORE office. I will never, ever remember the acronym for SCORE, but I know it's like Center Entrepreneurship something. I have no idea. And then your local SBA office, like it's like Small Business Development Center. So SBDC, check there. Like everywhere there is an opportunity, check.
Yeah.
And if you are lucky to be certified, so if you're a certified woman-owned business or a certified minority-owned business, check those sites as well for pitch opportunities, grant opportunities.
Thanks for listening today, friend. If this resonated with you and you want to hear the full conversation, we have linked the complete full episode in the show notes. So definitely go check that out. Also, if you are looking for more support as you grow your product-based business, I have put together a free resource library that has tools, trainings, templates to help you grow your creative product brand. And you can get those by going to prooftoproduct.com/resources. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/resources to access our free resource library. Thanks for tuning in today. I will be back soon with a fresh new episode.